Greetings and salutations, friends, neighbors, and assorted fellow audiophiles. As you can hear by the atmosphere, I am outside at the moment. I apologize for any wind noise. I had hoped that the breeze would have calmed down by now, but alas, no. I tried to make a recording on my way to church this morning, but the wind was so strong that it rendered my recording pretty much unuploadable, if that's a word. Well, I guess it is now, isn't it? But anyhow, it is an absolutely gorgeous day. It's sunny, but there's a nice breeze blowing, so that mitigates any heat. And I am sitting on the steps outside of my apartment building. I must tell you, folks, that's one thing I'll really miss about living here is the birds. I love waking up to the bird song first thing in the morning. It's very uplifting and it makes me happy. The area that I'm moving to is actually only a few blocks away, but it's in an area that's rather busy with quite a good deal of vehicular traffic. And so, alas, there are no birds. But there is a park a few blocks away, apparently. So if I can figure out how to get there, I'll take a book there during the summer and sit there and absorb some outdoor natural atmosphere that way. Anyhow, it's a long weekend in this part of Canuckistan, as I like to call Canada. Actually, I guess in all of Canuckistan, really. For some reason, we are still celebrating Queen Victoria's birthday. I have no idea why, given that I think half the people in this country have no clue who Queen Victoria even was. But any excuse for a holiday, right? Actually, we're celebrating early this year. But I believe it has to fall on the weekend before the 25th. I think that's the rule. And this just happens to be that weekend. So there are usually fireworks in honor of the occasion or in honor of just celebrating anything. There were some last night in this neighborhood, and I expect there will be some tonight and tomorrow as well. I can probably record some and post them on Audioboom if anyone actually would care to hear such a thing, because I can catch them from my open window. Anyhow, before I get rambling on about something silly, as is my wont, I'd like to express my sincere gratitude and thanks to everyone who posted comments yesterday or gave me words of encouragement to my previous boo. That actually means a great deal to me. It's funny, that post of mine generated more comments and messages than anything I'd ever posted before. So I'm sorry that it took kind of a depressing post to generate so much discussion, but hopefully something more positive will have an effect like that sometime. And I do apologize if I was a drag. I don't like to be a downer, so generally if I'm feeling kind of stressed or depressed, I don't like to post. But I am feeling much better now, aside from the fact that yesterday I strained my shoulder and my neck by doing God knows what. I still can't figure out how I did that. So now I'm kind of in a great deal of pain. But it was my friend Kim's birthday yesterday, and her parents are having a celebration this evening. We're all going out to an Asian restaurant in honor of Kim's birthday. So even though I'm kind of in pain, I'm still going to go to that and try to be pleasant company. Oh my word, I can't believe how gorgeous it is out here. I wish I had a place to bring my laptop. That would be nice. I have become addicted, I'm afraid, to an online game called Ancient Anguish. It's actually a MUD, multi-user dimension. And I'm playing this elven mage, and I want to be good, so I'm fighting all these orcs to try and get my alignment up, and doing all kinds of fun quests, and learning spells, and learning how to fight with my quarterstaff. The people on there are so friendly and helpful. And the MUD is very original. I actually wish I'd picked a different class. I wish I'd been a ranger instead, because one can have trained wolves or foxes or dogs. Or if I'd been a paladin, I could have had a horse. Oh well. One can have multiple characters. So perhaps once I become a little more familiar with how the MUD works, I will create another one. As of now, my character on there is, yes, how unoriginal, Gwen Clian. But I thought that was a good name for an elven mage. It's really cool how the MUD is designed for you to enhance your character, because in this one little village called Hobbitat, which is oddly enough full of hobbits, there's a barbershop where you can have your character's hair styled and cut and colored however you want it, and then that gets added to your description. And I think you can get certain jewelry, piercings, and the like as well at other shops. I just haven't discovered them yet. But I've seen other people with them, so I'm sure it's possible somehow. Anyway, I've been feeling very left out because all these people I know are playing Minecraft and I can't play. So, ha! I finally found something that I can play that I really enjoy. Rangers can also forage for their own food and make weapons out of tree limbs and armor out of animal skins. I think they can weave their own sleeping mats and such as well. So, yeah, I'd really like to be a ranger. That would be so fun. Wow, those birds are just singing their hearts out. It's wonderful. And the sun is shining directly on my face. It's a great experience. Hello, how's it going?
Good, how about you?
Not bad. Enjoying this gorgeous day. Pardon me?
Stuff.
I am recording birds, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, we just interrupted your birds.
Oh, no problem. Interrupt any time.
We could take you one time to where, like one of the aviariums or whatever.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be awesome.
Then you could actually record a whole bunch of different
things. Oh, that would be fantastic. Thank you. I appreciate the offer. I'll hold you to that. Wow, nice neighbors. Hopefully they can take me before I move. Anyhow, these steps are rather uncomfortable. I should have brought my lawn chair out, but the problem is I never know where to put it. So I think I shall get on the move. And bloody Nora, my shoulder really stiffens up when I sit for a long period of time also. Ah! So yes, Minecraft players, eat your heart out. I found something just as good, even though it's not visual. It's, gasp, a text adventure. Oh my goodness. But it's so much fun. And I think actually text-based games leave a lot to the player's imagination, which is a good thing, in my opinion. There are classes like shapeshifters and artificers. Very unusual classes in this game. I just picked a mage because, well, I was told that it was easier for newbies, and I like being able to cast spells, what can I say?